In state news, at a March 2nd press conference, Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, Republican from Eden, and House Speaker Tim Moore, Republican from Kings Mountain, the leaders in the North Carolina General Assembly, announced an agreement to go forward with Medicaid expansion legislation. This includes major provisions from House Bill 76 that recently passed a House vote, as well as several Certificate of Need reform measures included in last year's Senate Medicaid expansion bill. They will make the specifics public in the future. The deal is not likely to be voted on for at least 1 month. The bill will be tied directly to the 2023-24 state budget. The budget must be signed by December 31st, the end of this legislative session, to become law on January 1st, 2024. North Carolina is one of 11 states that have not expanded Medicaid, as recommended in the Affordable Care Act of 2010, and left to each state to decide in a subsequent Supreme Court ruling. Expanding Medicaid will enable 600,000 under-resourced North Carolinians to have access to health care, including almost 17,000 people from Buncombe County. Most of the registered voters in North Carolina are in favor of expanding Medicaid by a 3-to-1 margin. The Medicaid expansion issue stalled during last year's legislative session. Each chamber passed their own version, but they couldn't agree on additional provisions to be attached to the core proposal. The House passed House Bill 76 with a wide bipartisan majority, which features expanding Medicaid. It was sponsored by Representative Donnie Lambeth, Republican from Eastern Forsyth County. The bill includes provisions for job training for the unemployed, for hospitals to cover the remainder of the state's cost to expand Medicare, and a program for loan forgiveness for doctors and nurses that choose to practice in underserved areas. The new agreement includes loosening of the Certificate of Need laws that would increase healthcare competition and lower healthcare costs. This measure can increase the number of facilities and personnel for more people to access health care. Moore said at the press conference, quote, "What a huge policy direction this is that will provide help for so many in this state, but it's going to do it in a way that's fiscally responsible," unquote.